It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest.
Here he is.
His mind may be built for journalism, but his hair is built for hosting a game show. Fox News contributor Charlie Heard. She's so sharp, hemophiliacs filed a restraining order. Campaign communications expert Erin Perini. She's like GM. She's from Detroit with parts from many different factories. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor Kat Tim. And when he goes to lift weights, he uses tectonic plates. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, and former NWA world champion Tyrus. He's retweeting a Muppet and about to kick the bucket. True Joe flaps his gums about cookie crumbs. Another day, another shining example of President Biden's laser-focused mental agility the White House keeps telling us about. Yesterday, he launched a task force aimed at lowering costs for American families. Hold on to your balance of nature, folks.
I better not start the questions. I'm in trouble.
What's your message for voters? Super Tuesday, send you a message for voters.
Thanks
for
watching.
Wow. If Joe were a Walmart greeter, he'd say hello as the customers were leaving the store. Karine Jean-Pierre says she has no trouble keeping up with this man, so maybe it's her who needs a cognitive test or two. I heard reporters are asked to refrain from holding up lights so Joe won't walk toward him. Of course, Joe once again attempted to tackle shrinkflation, and you won't even notice what they're doing when they charge you just as much.
You won't even notice what they're doing. When they charge you just as much for the same size bag of potato chips, only has a hell of a lot fewer chips in it. I'll tell you who did notice, the Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller, paying the same price. I was stunned when I found out that's what actually happened.
Oh. You know you're in trouble when your party is enlisting a puppet to support a puppet. But both are cut from the same cloth. Like the Cookie Monster, Joe's also manipulated by someone off camera. What's Joe got to say?
Oh, yeah. Believe Cookie Monster. He's a good guy, man. He came to this country legally, too. I asked him, why do you want to come to America? He said, I love cookies. I said, good enough for me. But he's voting for me, Cookie Monster. All of them are. Him and all his friends. They better. I mean, think about it. They're all minorities, right? Cookie Monster's blue. Oscar's green.
I love it.
Snuffleupagus, he's brown.
Joe Biden showed up.
I told him, you better vote for me, or you ain't colored.
Erin, is this gonna be a trend? Are we gonna see Biden talk about gay pride with Bert and Ernie? Is he gonna do vegan rights with Miss Piggy? I mean, he could do the whole gamut.
Oh gosh, I hope not. That really caught me off guard. There seems to be this trend now in the Muppets, right? That you saw the Elmo last week, everybody was okay, and apparently the answer is collectively no, which makes complete sense because it's not about shrinkflation. It's about the fact that Joe Biden has killed the United States economy single-handedly. You want to know why you're getting less bang for your buck? Because the American consumer is not standing up and saying, I'm not going to buy that anymore because I'm not getting what I want. If you want to make a change, D.C.'s not going to do it. Haven't we learned that? D.C.'s not going to, and it's certainly not D.C.'s role to step in and start dictating how many cookies the cookie Cookie Monster gets in a bag of Oreos. That's not their place. They got to make sure they secure our freedoms and make sure this country is sovereign, which they're not doing under Joe Biden. He has single-handedly decimated this economy, and he's trying to distract by talking to a Muppet, who he probably does actually believe is a voter at this point. I know. The fact that he was like, I was shocked when I heard this. Give me a break.
Do you think he's got the Sesame Street vote all wrapped up? Does he realize it's a children's show and kids can't vote?
So, like, I don't really take the bus anymore. But when I used to take the bus, sometimes there'd be, like, an old person at the same stop kind of just, like, babbling like that, you know? Like, the cookies and there are more and more cookies before and blah, blah, blah. And you're just like, okay, yeah, okay. And you're just thinking in your head, whose grandpa is this?
Yeah.
Like, whose grandpa? This grandpa shouldn't be sitting here waiting for the bus. Somebody come get your grandpa.
Yes.
I feel the exact same way watching the President of the United States.
That, it's painful.
That Cookie Monster joke, I mean, it didn't really hit the way he wanted it to.
No, nothing did.
It was a complete bomb. I mean, like, I'm going back on tour in a couple weeks. If I had a joke like that, I would remove that one from my set list.
He keeps repeating it. The whole shrinkflation. It's his brain, Tyrus. It's shrinking.
Like, I'm highly offended.
Yeah.
I'm upset. I'm going to go off here in a little bit, okay? You're the president of the United States, right? You're the top guy. You're the chief of America. You're America's grandfather. If you're going to talk about the American treasure that is the Cookie Monster, you have him next to you.
Yeah.
You're the president of the United States, and you're talking about the Cookie Monster, and he's not there? We're being bold, assuming that this is the actual Cookie Monster he's talking about. There could be a Puerto Rican Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster could be his son's nickname for fun.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just assuming. We're just politicizing Cookie Monster. Maybe he wasn't there for a reason. Because he knows that he's got to make money and get cookies on both sides of the aisle. So how dare you put Cookie Monster in this political leave him out of it. Okay? The reason why the bags are small and there's no food in it is because you f***ed it up. That's why. We all know. Everybody knows. No one's going in their bag of chips going, hey, Kat, I wonder why these chips aren't working. I know why. The economy sucks because Grandpa is f***ed up. I don't need Cookie Monster for that. Elmo don't got to ask me how I'm doing. Big Bird, Snuffleupagus, stay in the back, do your drugs. We don't need you. We all know what the problem is.
Charlie, it doesn't look good. I mean, it
for
does,
America or
no,
for
just
Joe Biden?
Just looking, just watching. It's like, how can they do this? It can't go. This isn't going to go to November.
No, I'm with you. I don't see how it does. But you know, in politics, it's very simple. You know, horror films always beat children's cartoons. Mm-hmm. And you've got Joe Biden here talking about shrinkflation with a blue Cookie Monster. And then you're going to have Donald Trump talking about an invasion at the border of people that Joe Biden intentionally let into the country, and they're raping children and murdering students in America. And you're going to have these going side by side, and no one is going to be going to the children's cartoon. Everybody is going to the horror flick. It's the same thing with global warming. Why do Democrats always win on the issue of global warming? Because a catastrophe film always sells out. Nobody wants to go with the no, everything's okay film. And that's what he's trying to do here. Oh, it's just shrinkflation. It's not a big deal. When Trump is going to be talking about the issues that people actually care about, and it's going to be devastating for Biden and his little blue monster.
Yeah. I guess...
I can't.
We shall see. We got to move on, Tyrus.
But it's the wrong guy. You want to run stats, you bring in the count, not Cookie Monster. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is ridiculous. How many cookies we short? One cookie. Two? You don't ask me. Sorry.
All right. Up next, it's a swing and a miss on banning a famous kiss.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
5 words. Iconic kiss photo banned. unbanned. Tyrus, this story is hilarious. Last week, a VA official put out a memo banning the iconic VJ Day Kiss from all department facilities because it depicts a, quote, non-consensual act and is inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy against sexual harassment and assault. But after the backlash, her boss, he saw it on Twitter, by the way, or X, he saw it on X, and he reversed the decision and unbanned the photo. Thoughts?
They just need to leave Cookie Monster alone. It all spirals down from there. This again, at some point, we have to say no. The man was the adult in the room, said no. We have no idea. He just came back from war.
Yeah.
It means he survived, okay? And World War II wasn't a video game. Mm-hmm. It was horrible these young men and women went through. And he came through, and the first thing he saw was a nurse who was happy to see him, because if you come home from a war with a smile on your face, which means you won. So when everyone sees you, they say yay, especially back then, and probably hug you or kiss you and be welcome back. I don't think as soon as that was over, she looked at him, he's like, you know, let's go to HR. I went in for a hug, and this guy went and kissed. He just risked his life so we could all sit here in these little chairs and talk about Cookie Monster. I don't see her punching or scratching. This is a time when, this isn't like today where we'd all take pictures and videos.
Yeah.
If she was in trouble, that whole fleet of real American men around there would have been like, hey, bruh.
Yeah.
So again, this is what adults do when yeah. they're happy and they like each other and it's okay to kiss people. It's fine. It's fine.
Kat, were you offended by that photo?
Well, I'm just really relieved that the VA doesn't have any other problems it could be solving.
Exactly.
No more homelessness or addiction or mental health issues. It's really just, how dare you focus your... Find me one veteran who can say their biggest problem was seeing this photo. Who was sitting in a VA office, and they'd say, I'm here to complain about the photo in the lobby.
Yes.
Oh, find me one, and I'll go myself, because I highly
doubt
it. I
will stand in that line with you. He's such a gentleman, Greg. He's even making sure he doesn't mess with her hair. His hand's in a fist. I don't even do that. This dude still had remembered common courtesy. He liked it. He's not all up in her hair, pulling her hair back.
Well,
look at his fist.
I think it's offensive to pretend as if veterans don't sacrifice more and go through more, they don't have bigger problems than looking at this picture.
Exactly. You know, and the thing is, Charles, this happened because of end wokeness on X talking about it. The lady's boss, the lady who made this decision to ban it, her boss found out about it on Twitter. Dennis McDonough, is that his name?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I guess the larger problem here is the idea that we live in a culture and a time where this would even be like an idea that somebody would have. It's so incredibly stupid. But I also think that anytime somebody wants to ban something, they should try it first. And the lady that banned it, has she ever walked through Times Square and locked lips with a sailor during Fleet Week? And I'm thinking probably not. But if she has and it was a bad experience, then maybe she would be the first person that would complain, maybe.
It's an interesting experiment. An interesting experiment.
That's the point you've decided to go with.
Yeah, I think it's a really good one because I'm thinking that she's never been in that situation.
You know, Aaron, maybe what was offensive about this picture is it depicts two genders. Yeah, huh?
It certainly didn't hit the woke meter at the VA, so they put out a memo to take it down. It's the most dumb, idiotic thing I've ever seen. This is a victory photo. When people see this, they feel good about our country.
Yeah.
This is a sailor coming home from war. And in fact, those two people would go on parades together in the future. Her granddaughter came out and said, these people were fast friends. This was not an issue. This was not a harassment thing, which is what apparently the VA is writing memos about right now. But I will say, good on McDonough for turning around and saying, That's enough of that nonsense. Let's get back to our jobs and restoring a photo. To Kat's point, find one veteran who's like, that's it, I'm out of here. Like, not going to the VA
Maybe
anymore.
Maybe the guy who's standing in line waiting his turn behind because there's a little line for me, he might have been mad. You know, it looks like they're going to be there a minute.
Yeah, it feels like the adults are coming back home, you know.
But there's one.
Yeah, there's one. Maybe there'll be more. All right. Charlie Hearn, Eric Breeding, got to turn. So studio is out of 5 years of dream time. And that's time to get for the love of you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, in these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.